I'm Azar Nafisi, and I'm a writer. This is a passage from my book, Reading Lolita in Tehran. I have a returning fantasy that one more article has been added to the Bill of Rights, the right to free access to imagination. I have come to believe that genuine democracy cannot exist without the freedom to imagine and the right to use imaginative works without any restrictions. To have a whole life, one must have the possibility of publicly shaping and expressing private worlds, dreams, thoughts, and desires, of constantly having access to a dialogue between the public and the private worlds. How else do we know that we have existed, felt, desired, hated, feared? We speak of facts, yet facts exist only partially to us if they are not expressed and recreated through emotions, thoughts, and feelings. To me, it seemed as if we had not really existed or only half existed because we could not imaginatively realize ourselves and communicate to the world, because we had used works of imaginations to serve as handmaidens to some political ploy.